This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. However you feel about hydraulic fracking, some facts are crystal clear. It's a huge and growing industry, and its byproduct is the kind of water you wouldn't want to wash even your worst enemy in. This stuff is gross. But where there's a problem, there's a group of innovators who want to clean it up. From Pittsburgh, Reed Frazier reports.
Inside a big industrial building in Pittsburgh, Mike Broker shows off what he hopes is the next big thing in cleaning up the fracking business.
We have 3 8-foot diameter satellite dishes.
Broker is with Epiphany Solar Water Systems. His company uses these satellite dishes to clean up the briny wastewater that collects at hydraulically fractured oil and gas wells. This waste stream is toxic and it's hard to clean, at least not cheaply. The satellite dishes have a special coating that helps them absorb solar heat and evaporate clean water out of tanks of the salty waste. Broker says it's actually the same technology bootleggers use to make moonshine.
The same concept. It is distillation.
They make whiskey, but you guys make...
pure water.
Epiphany started a few years ago to treat drinking water in the developing world. But when the fracking boom came, the company sensed an opportunity. So did a lot of other companies. But it's been a difficult technology to master, and few have succeeded.
It's such low-quality water that the technologies crash and burn when they try to treat it.
Brent Giles is an analyst with Lux Research. He says the high salt content of fracking wastewater, it's up to 10 times saltier than the ocean, has tripped up companies trying to treat it. That much salt destroys equipment and clogs up filters. But Giles says it's not hard to see why they tried to get into the fracking waste business.
In the U.S., we see about a $1 billion market.
And that market could grow to $9 billion by next decade. Right now, it's cheaper to recycle the waste or inject it underground. But underground disposal comes with its own issues, like earthquakes. Some in the fracking industry think regulation might make injection wells more expensive in the future. And if that happens, companies that can clean the water up could get a flood of new business. In Pittsburgh, I'm Reed Frazier for Marketplace.